Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, buenas noches, buenas tardes, and buenas dias, wherever you are. I know we have people listening in Greece as well, so it's probably nighttime there. I like that beginning, that was nice. All right, so today is Monday. I've gotten a lot of emails overnight, mainly from the women, which is interesting. What are they asking about, you ask? Well, Girl Power Hour. I know we were supposed to do an interview for my mother, or of my mother, in her time that she was going through stuff, because it's just important, you guys. We have no idea the stuff that women have been through and had to have gone through and suffered through just to get to today. And women's suffrage has never ended. It's just evolved. So while we wait, we're going to do a little bit of Power Hour as requested. We used to do Power Hour, Girl Power Hours on Mondays, every Monday, and it would be a different theme. But some crazy stuff has happened along the way. Things change, life and all that. So we've got people missing that program. So, what I've decided to do for Girl Power Hour today, we're going into a new age, obviously. We're also getting a new administration. Thank God. There's a lot of things that have gone on that are going to have to go back to the way they were. We're going to have to change things back. Because women got set back 100 or so years. Black communities, forget about it. Human suffering is just, well, that's American. That's the American way. Individualism. So, let's check out some things. I received an email, and the request was, what is the timeline of women's suffrage? Well, I've got that for you here. So, I hope y'all like getting edumacated. And it shall begin now. Hold on. I do not know why. My allergies are kicking my ass today or something. So odd. Hold on 1 second. I don't want to blow my nose on the radio, but I have to blow my nose. So funny, y'all out there looking for me at noon now. I told y'all this would happen. I told you, y'all would start looking for me in the afternoon, and I'm going to be getting up in the morning as soon as my schedule and everything resets. Well, I have two more chapters today in schooling before I get to go take my exam. I'm working really hard. And today I get to go get my transcripts. See how much money I get to go to this university. I hope I get to get another free ride. That'd be awesome. All right. Women's suffrage. I got a timeline here for you. From 1840 to 1920. 1840. Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton are barred from attending the World Anti-Slavery Convention held in London. This prompts them to hold a women's convention in the U.S. 1848, Seneca Falls, New York, is the location for the first women's rights convention. Women's rights convention. 1850, Cady Stanton writes, the declaration of sentiments creating the agenda of women's activism for decades to come. 1849, the first state constitution in California extends property rights to women. Now, from what my mom said back in her day, she had to fight to just have a house, credit line, being able to not inherit his debt. Back in those days, your debt, well, you were lucky to have anything at all. His debt was your debt. Anything he did was now on you. Being married meant you were property. Now, if y'all heard the shows last year, we kind of delved into this. So we'll do it again this year, just to bring up speed. Now, in 1850, Worcester, Massachusetts, Massachusetts, as Jason calls it, in the state of the first National Women's Rights Convention, not allowed to get sick, Frederick Douglass, Paulina Wright Davis, A.B. Kelly Foster, and William Lloyd Garrison, Lucy Stone, and Sojourner Truth are in attendance. A strong alliance is formed with the abolitionist movement. Very important times. 1851. Worcester, I think it's Worcester, but it looks like it's Worcester. I don't know. I've never lived there. The W word, Massachusetts, is the site of the second National Women's Rights Convention. Really? Participants included Horace Mann, New York Tribune columnist Elizabeth Oakes Smith, and Reverend Harry Ward Beecher, one of the nation's most popular preachers. At a women's rights convention in Akron, Ohio, Sojourner Truth, the former slave, delivers her now memorable speech, "Ain't I a Woman?" 1852. The issue of women's property rights. What are you doing? Is it Akron? It's Akron. I know. I know what it is. It's Akron, but I said Akron. I'm purposefully mispronouncing it all. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Akron. It's Akron. I know what it is. It's Akron. But, you know, A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron?
Yeah. It's funny. It's on purpose. Yes, guys, I know. It's Akron. But I say Akron because it's funny. That's what y'all get for making it a K. Anyway, in Akron, that's probably how they say it too, Akron. Yeah. So, yeah, Akron, Ohio. I know what it is. It's funny. That's why I said massive two shits. So my friend Jason calls it. It's an omen to Jason. It all does come together. So Akron, Ohio. Ain't I a woman? Now, in 1852... the issue of women's property rights is presented to Vermont Senate by Clara Howard Nichols. Now, this is a major issue for the suffragists. Now, Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe is published and quickly becomes a bestseller. Really? Uncle Tom's Cabin? Is that where Uncle Tom took you and touched you at the dark farm? That's a dark joke. It's only okay if I say. 1853. Women's delegates Antoinette Brown and Susan B. Anthony are not allowed to speak at the World's Temperance Convention held in New York. 1861-65. During the Civil War efforts for the suffrage movement, it came to a halt. Women put their energies toward the war effort. 1866. Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony formed the American Equal Rights Association, an organization dedicated to the goal of suffrage for all, regardless of gender or race. Oh, wow. 1868. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and Parker Pillsbury published the first edition of the Revolution. This periodical carries the motto, men, their rights, and nothing more. Women, their rights, and nothing less. Carolyn Seymour Severance established the New England Women's Club. Let me tell you why I hate going into any place like an urgent care for any reason or anywhere. There's sick people. And if you're not wearing an N95 mask, you're probably going to get whatever those people got. I wasn't even at urgent care for very long. I had to go in there. There are so many people sick right now, it's ridiculous. But now I'm like having a cough. I don't like this. So anyhow, that's why I tell you, don't go out if you don't have to. Like, I wash my hands, I change my clothes, I wear a mask, I wash my hands, I don't touch nothing. Now I feel like shit, and I've got a lot of shit going on. Like, I don't have time to be sick. There is no time for this. All right. Now, they established the New England Women's Club, the mother of clubs, sparked the club movement, which became popular by the late 19th century. In Vineland, New Jersey, 172 women cast ballots in a separate box during the presidential election. Women casted ballots in a separate box. If you haven't seen Hidden Figures, you should watch it. If you have not seen I want to say, was it the Titans? It's a movie about the Titans. And when, I'll have to think about that movie. I all of a sudden can't remember the name. It eludes me. But yeah, y'all should watch that. If there's anything that I've learned from movies that show what happened to black people during segregation or slavery and all this stuff, is that white men have been complaining since the black man was free and drinking from the same water fountain. Y'all are ridiculous. Fucking put your big girl pants on and shut the fuck up. Like, seriously, can y'all just shut the fuck up? Anyway, back to women. Now, Senator S.C. Pomeroy of Kansas said women couldn't vote either. Women weren't allowed to vote. Black men were voting before white women. Isn't that just insane? The white man just trying to take everything all for themselves. Hey, the Spanish did it. The French did it. The English did it. I mean, they've all done it, but I mean, it all mainly stems from the Caucasian color. I mean, look what happened at the Capitol. How many of them got arrested? Not enough. How many of them died? Not enough. So, how many of them were killed by police officer? None. So, I don't know. Back to the ladies. Now, many early suffrage supporters, okay? Now, Senator S.C. Pomeroy of Kansas introduces the Federal Women's Suffrage Amendment in Congress, okay? That's a huge deal. Many of those supporters, including Susan B. Anthony, remained single because of the mid-1800s. Married women could not own property in their own rights and could not make legal contracts on their own behalf. The 14th Amendment is ratified. Citizens and voters are defined exclusively as male. 1869. The Equal Rights Association is wrecked by disagreements over the 14th Amendment and the question of whether the proposed 15th Amendment, which would enfranchise black American males while avoiding the question of women's suffrage entirely. I just said that without even looking. It's crazy. Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony found the National Women's Suffrage Association, the NWSA, a more radical institution to achieve the vote through a constitutional amendment as well as a push for women's rights issues. NWSA was based in New York. Now Lucy Stone, Henry Blackwell, Julia Ward Howe, and other more conservative activists formed the American Women's Suffrage Association, the AWSA, to work for women's suffrage through amending individual state constitutions. Now, this AWSA was based in Boston. Wyoming Territory is organized with a women's suffrage provision. 1870. The 15th Amendment gave black men the right to vote. The NWSA refused to work for its ratification, and instead the members advocate for a 16th Amendment that would dictate universal suffrage. Frederick Douglass broke with Stanton and Anthony over the position of the NWSA. Wow, we haven't even reached the 1900s yet. The woman's journal is founded and edited by Mary Livermore, Lucy Stone, and Henry Blackwell. 1871, Victoria Woodhull addresses the House Judiciary Committee, arguing women's rights to vote under the 14th Amendment. The Anti-Suffrage Party is founded. 1872, Susan B. Anthony, who should have her own coin, or at least a dollar, something, get one of these white supremacist, child-raping, fucking slave fucking loving pieces of shit. They weren't good people. And in nowhere in that Constitution did it have women or minorities or black people. So, yeah, as I said before, sounds about white. Now, she cast her ballot for Ulysses S. Grant. Is it Ulysses? I've never said his first name. In the presidential election and is arrested and brought to trial in Rochester, New York. 15 other women are arrested for illegally voting. Sojourner Truth appears at a polling booth in Battle Creek, Michigan, demanding a ballot to vote. She is turned away. Abigail Scott Dunaway convinces Oregon lawmakers to pass laws granting a married woman's rights, such as starting and operating her own business, controlling the money she earns, and the right to protect her property if her husband leaves. God damn. 1874. The Women's Christian Temperance Union, WCTU, is founded by Annie Wittenmeyer. With Frances Willard at its head in 1876, the WCTU became an important proponent in the fight for women's suffrage. As a result, one of the strongest opponents to women's enfranchisement was the liquor lobby, which feared women might use their vote to prohibit the sale of liquor. 1876, Susan B. Anthony and Matilda Joslyn Gage. Wow, they have a Matilda in history. I'm sure there's many, but wow. Disrupt the official centennial program at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, presenting a Declaration of Rights for Women to the Vice President. We haven't even hit the 1900s yet. 1876, a woman's suffrage amendment is proposed in the U.S. Congress. When the 19th Amendment passes 41 years later, it is worded exactly the same as the 1878 Amendment. 1887, the first vote on women's suffrage is taken in the Senate and is defeated. 1888, the National Council of Women in the United States is established to promote the advancement of women in society. Jesus Christ, 1890. This is probably in the times that my mom's mother, her upline, if you will, of females from her had to suffer through all this shit. And then my mom suffered greatly. Her husband would beat the shit out of her, and the cops would be like, yeah, this is your problem, basically. And my mom had to fight in court just to be able to have her own everything. It's ridiculous. My mother was a child bride. Y'all get so mad about Middle Eastern countries and their practices, which, yes, I agree. They should not do that. A 9-year-old has no business being married to an old man. That's just pedophilia, and it's not okay. Well, they do it here, too. My mother was a child bride. So she's been through a lot. My mom has pioneered her own way, and in her own way, she should be in history because she, too, just fighting for herself in court and going to court over this shit and doing what she's done, she's paved the way for other women as well, just like these females of history. So many women have. Remember, guys, women who behave seldom make history. All right, so, and the NWSA in 1890 and AWSA merge, and the National American Women's Suffrage Association is formed. Stanton is the first president. The movement focuses efforts on securing suffrage at the state level. Wyoming is admitted to the Union with the state constitution granting women suffrage. The American Federation of Labor declares support for women's suffrage. The Dakota Campaign for Women's Suffrage loses. Oh. Losses. Made that S look like an O. Okay. I can't wait to get another phone. It's awesome. This one is just getting worse. One day. So 1890 to 1925, finally we're getting here. The progressive era begins. Women from all classes and backgrounds enter public life. Women's roles expand and in result, an increase, politicization of women. Consequently, did I say to Lee? Okay, I hope so. And the issue of women's suffrage becomes part of mainstream politics. You know, I could just go back to bed right now. Was up doing that class. Then Matilda was, she had her melatonin on time, but she got back up and started laughing for like 2 hours. So I just stay up longer just to make sure. Like, come on, go to sleep. So I just like practiced Spanish with her until she fell asleep. Thank you, Duolingo. So awesome. We've learned 750 words. No. Why is my phone recording me? That's weird. Stop. All right. Now. Consequently, the issue of women's suffrage becomes part of mainstream politics. Much better. 1892, Olympia Brown founds the Federal Suffrage Association to campaign for women's suffrage. What? They're still doing... Okay. Still in the 1800s. 1893, Colorado adopts women's suffrage. Jeez. 1894, 600,000 signatures are presented to the New York State's Constitutional Convention in a failed effort to bring a women's suffrage amendment to the voters. What? 1895, Elizabeth Cady Stanton publishes The Woman's Bible. What? Never heard of it. After its publication, the NAWSA moves to distance itself from Stanton because many conservative suffragists consider her to be too radical and thus potentially damaging the suffrage campaign. I need to find that book. 1896, Mary Church Terrell, Ida B. Wells Barnett, and Frances E.W. Harper, among others, found the National Association of Colored Women's Club. not going to put a short thing in there. It literally says found the a national. And no, it's not a capital T, so maybe that is a typo. Okay. Utah joins the union with full suffrage for women. Okay. Idaho adopts women's suffrage. Holy crap, we're in 1903. Mary Dredger Ridicklide. Dora La Leonora Leonora O'Reilly. Get out of the cracks. And others. Who is that? Retta Childe. Or it could be Child. Dora, because there's an E on the end of that. I've never seen a name like that. And Leonora, I've never seen a name like that either. O'Reilly. And others formed the Women's Trade Union League of New York, an organization of middle and working class women dedicated to unionizing for working women and to women's suffrage. 1910. Washington State adopts women's suffrage. All right. The Women's Political Union organizes the first suffrage parade in New York City. We needed a parade. 1911. The National Association Opposed to Women's Suffrage, the NAOWS, is organized, led by Mrs. Arthur Dodge. Its members included wealthy, influential women, some Catholic clergymen, distillers and brewers, urban political machines, Southern congressmen, and corporate capitalists. The elaborate California suffrage campaign succeeds by a small margin. Crap, I sound like crap today. Probably just immune system is a little low from all my studying and stuff. I could just go to bed and like stay there forever. Now I'm just get it kicking out these 7 chapters and tests and stuff, so I could get it done this week so I can start already. Before you can sell insurance, you got to take the exam and get fingerprinted and all that kind of stuff. So, yay, I'm excited. I get to get out of this fucking service industry, but it means I have to wear nice clothes and be pretty. I'm going to have to shave my fucking armpits. I thought I'd be showing my armpits, but still, I'm a spick. I'm going to sweat everywhere. Anyway, so where were we? We had a parade in New York City. All right, so the NAWS, organized, led by Mrs. Arthur Dodge. Its members included wealthy, influential women, some Catholic clergymen, distillers, and brewers, urban political machines, Southern congressmen, and corporate capitalists. The elaborate California suffrage campaign succeeds by a small margin. Wow. 1912. Women's suffrage is supported for the first time at the national level by a major political party, Theodore Roosevelt's Bull Moose Party. Don't understand what the Bull Moose Party is. That's weird. I'm going to have to look into that. 20,000 suffrage supporters join a New York City suffrage parade. We needed parades to make things happen, all right. Oregon, Kansas, and Arizona adopt women's suffrage. Why are they taking so long? 1913, suffragists organized a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. The parade was the first major suffrage spectacle organized by the National American Women's Suffrage Association. Jesus. The two women then organized the Congressional Union, later known as the National Women's Party, 1916. They borrowed strategies from the Radical Women's Social and Political Union, the WSPU, in England. 1914. Fuck, we're going to need 2 parts, probably. We got 30 minutes left. No one showed up yet. Nevada and Montana adopt women's suffrage. The National Federation of Women's Clubs, which had over 2 million women members throughout the U.S., formally endorses the suffrage campaign. 1915, Mabel Vernon and Sarah Bard Field are involved in Transcontinental Tour, which gathers over a 500,000 signatures on petitions to Congress. 40,000 march in an NYC suffrage parade. More parades. Is that before they called them protests? Many women are dressed in white and carry placards, maybe? With the names of the states they represent. Are you mean place cards? Do you mean protest signs? This person did not, I don't know if that was on purpose. Okay. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts continue to reject women's suffrage. Really? 1916, Jeanette Rankin of Montana is the first woman elected to the House of Representatives. Woodrow Wilson states that the Democratic Party platform will support suffrage. 1917, New York women gain suffrage, and Arkansas women are allowed to vote in primary elections. Good. National Women's Party, and this was in 1917, so how much it took and how many suffered up to this point, needlessly, for change. This shit takes time and activism. This doesn't tell us all the horrible things that happen in between, really. Some arrests, but that doesn't tell you the worst things. Wow. Now, National Women's Party picketers appear on, now here's a protest, in front of the White House holding two banners. Mr. President, what will you do for women's suffrage? And how long must women wait for liberty? Now, Jeanette Rankin of Montana, the first woman elected to Congress, is formally seated in the House of Representatives. Alice Paul, leader of the National Women's Party, was put in solitary confinement in the mental ward of the prison as a way to break her will and to undermine her credibility in public. Wow. In June, here we go, arrests of the National Women's Party picketers begin on charges of obstructing sidewalk traffic. Subsequent picketers are sentenced up to 6 months in jail. In November, the government unconditionally releases the picketers in response to public outcry and an inability to stop National Women's Party picketers' hunger strike. This is how you get shit done. 1918, Representative Rankin opens debate on a suffrage amendment in the House that the amendment fails to win the required two-thirds majority in the Senate. Of course. Michigan, South Dakota, and Oklahoma adopt women's suffrage. Oh, my God. President Woodrow Wilson states his support for federal women's suffrage amendment. President Wilson addresses the Senate about adopting women's suffrage at the end of World War I. 1919. Oh, my God. The Senate finally passes the 19th Amendment and the ratification process begins. August 26, 1920. 3/4 of the state legislatures ratify the 19th Amendment. American women win full voting rights. That is only until 1920. And that's only about one thing. That's not property, not being possession, not being a possession to your husband, you're a property. Once you get married, he assumes you. That's it. Everything about you changes and your status changes. Back in the old days, when the husband would die, where quarantine came from, as I learned this from my brother, was when they would make the lady would be locked up in the house until they take it from her after he's dead and takes everything from her. They had so many women end up in mental institutions and places where they were abused because, you know, they locked them up. They're seen as things. They would be lucky to be married off to someone else before they end up dead or in a box or in a mental house being molested. And that's just 1840 to 1920. Can you imagine how much time we would need? We'd have to have a two-hour show. All right, guys, it's 10:31. Nobody showed up, but I gave you some Girl Power Hour, a little bit of history. Lest we forget those who brought us here today, and we have so much more work to do. But that's the tea this morning. Thank you for your comments, questions, and I'm loving your memes. Don't worry, we have plenty of time to read them this week. I've got a lot of emails, y'all. I'll get to them as they come, I promise. So just bear with me. If you've written me and haven't heard from me yet, it's because there are other people ahead of you. And I've got a lot of things on my plate going on at the same time, so bear with me. I do see them, and I will read them, and I will answer you and write you back. My audacity, everyone. Wash your hands. Wear your masks. Don't go out if you don't have to. Black Lives Matter. And fuck the entire GOP party. They all need to be just removed, especially you, bitch Mitch McConnell, and Lindsey fucking Graham, Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis. You guys should fucking just leave. I love y'all. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back later. Bye.